audience. Loveline may contain sexually oriented content. Content. Listener discretion is advised.
3, 2, 1, go!
Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew.
Loveline, coast to coast.
Hey, everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. That is Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Dr. Drew, board-certified physician, addiction medicine specialist. Yeah.
Yeah, who?
Did I give the phone number out?
Well, yeah.
1-800-LOVE-191, that one?
It happens so sort of automatically that neither of us notice whether you're doing it or not.
I'm trying to get the whole 2 hours into that cadence. Where at 12 o'clock we look at each other and go, did we do the show or have we started yet? And then we get our paychecks and sprint for our cars. Yeah.
Well, we've got all of that wired except the part we look at each other and say, did we just do the show?
Yeah.
So that's how it goes.
That is, now I'm going to try this last name without, Eliza Dushku.
Yes.
Really?
That's correct. Dushku.
Dushku.
What kind of name is that?
I'm actually Albanian Danish.
Oh,
so it's Albanian.
Albanian.
Yes. Main leg of it.
Eliza is from The New Guy. We had DJ Squirrels on here. Squalls. DJ was on here from that movie a couple days ago, and The New Guy is opening this Friday in a very, very massive release, so you'll want to go out and see that.
That is correct.
Eliza, I'm looking at her bio here. You may remember from Bring It On. Which I didn't see, but I saw very many commercials for it, and I think I saw you on that, right? Jane Silent Bob, which I did. Wait, were you in the van in that movie?
Yeah, I was one of the black leather-clad diamond thieves.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Adam was the one on the cutting room floor.
Yeah. But you know what? I did. I got it. I got the movie.
The CD part?
Yeah, I got this, not the CD, what are they called? DVD.
DVD. Yeah.
I got the DVD a couple days ago because Kevin Smith came on here. He put me in the movie and then he cut me out of the movie.
Get out of here. Did he really?
Son of a bitch.
I didn't even know.
And then he apologized for taking me out of the movie and he said, but don't worry, you're on the DVD. So I finally went out and got the DVD and I put it in.
You lied about that too.
No, but it was like, number 22 on the Outcast takes, you know?
Uh-huh.
And the thing that was weird is I was at home and all the lights were off and I had had a nice highball in my hand. I like to have a little booze when I get home. And all of a sudden, it says, there's Kevin, and he's like talking to me through the TV set. And he's going, Adam, I know I told you I was going to put you in the movie.
Oh, my God.
I'm like,
no.
Nah, yes, I swear to God,
that
Drew,
is so funny.
I'll bring this thing in.
That is too funny.
That's
bring
this classic thing, yeah. Kevin
that,
right
that
there.
That makes it worthwhile being cut out. You
yeah.
know what I'm saying?
It kind of does, doesn't
yeah.
it?
Lights off, booze, a little booze in the system,
wow.
And I'm talking back to the set. Hey, it's cool,
are you
bro.
Sure this
he's a witty bastard in my book.
I think
Adam, takes the cake.
No, I think Adam hallucinated this.
Were you doing
coke that night?
Speed, yeah. But still, you know, I'm still clear-headed.
It's like Kevin's talking to me.
I will bring that in.
Wow, that is a little sketch.
No, that's awesome.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
That's a highlight.
It's like,
really? I mean, it's just a pinnacle.
It's a pinnacle if you've never been on TV before or anything. I mean,
no, but having the director of a movie talk to you through the movie is when you're at home alone.
All right, yes, it was kind of freaky.
Yeah.
All right. And also, Eliza, does you do signing for deaf children?
That was a rumor that got started about 10 years ago.
Fluent French.
Yeah, exactly. No, When I was a kid, I lived in a town where they had a large school for the blind and deaf, and so they made up a lot of the audience that would come to our school plays, and so the kids each were taught how to sign, and everywhere I go now, people are like, I hear you sign for the deaf. And I mean, not that it's something that I wouldn't do, but it makes me out to be like, maybe a little more Mother Teresa than I actually am.
Do you do it? Can you sign?
I haven't since I was like 8 years old.
No,
so.
Oh, listen.
Kill your publicist.
Would you kick that publicist right in the nuts, would you?
It also says I do like tap, jazz, and ballet. Yeah, that's spaghazzy there, too.
Here's the problem with these horrible, horrible publicists, and the celebrities have some culpability, too, is there's always this nonsense that's on their bios, And then people like me get hold of them.
Yeah.
Actually, no. People like producer Ann get hold of them, and they read the bio, and they see stuff on there.
Ooh. And then you bring it up and talk about it. And
black belt in Taekwondo. And so, meanwhile, they got a brown belt in 1974, and they were 8 and a half, and they don't remember about it.
For a while there.
You bring it up, and then they're confused, and I blame the public.
I support it. Don't get me wrong. I would love to learn how to sign for the deaf.
You can't do it.
For a while there, most of the celebrities we had, particularly actresses, had dropped out of medical school to go into acting.
Right.
Wasn't that most of the people for a while there?
Yeah.
Like the mid-90s?
Yeah, and then you'd say to them, oh, geez, so what kind of medicine did you want to get into? And they're like, huh?
Like, I took a biology class.
I do other good stuff, though.
You did stuff. All right.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's put that on here.
Okay.
What was it? What good things did you do?
I don't know. My family and I travel a lot. My oldest brother is a Peace Corps volunteer. That's pretty
cool.
Noble, right?
That's cool, yeah. That's good.
So we went down and helped him, you know, plant peanut trees for these cats in Ecuador and, like, do a lot of
Why are you traveling so much?
My mother is actually a political science professor at a university in Boston.
Which
and
one?
Suffolk.
Mm-hmm.
And so she raised my three brothers and I, single mom, and she was kind of the head of the travel department, and she would take groups of students around the world, and she would always get to bring a kid, so we've been all over the world.
And that's not on her resume.
That should be.
Yeah.
Yes. Right. All right.
That's
not on there because it's true.
Yeah.
You know,
somebody's supposed to get on that.
Yeah, publicists can't put anything that's true on there. They wouldn't be doing their job, you vermin. You horrible, horrible
I'll
vermin.
Get on that, though. Thank you, sir.
Please.
Sir.
My attention.
Who are you referring to,
sir?
Not this guy.
I would like it if all publicists got together and did a sort of Jonestown-like ritualistic mass killing of themselves. Really, really, send a message.
They're not all bad.
No, not all of them. Not all, but 99%. 99%.
I guess that one just slipped through the cracks.
Chuck?
Yeah?
You're 21?
Yep.
What's up?
Not much. I've got a fiance now. That's crazy. Anyway, she's the first person I've ever been with, and I got a Prince Albert a couple of years ago, and so I'd never been with anybody with it until I was with her. And we had sex before with it, but it was painful, so I started taking it out. And
can you take those? You can take those out and wait. You can take those out and put them back in.
Yeah.
Does that hurt?
Isn't that painful? Yeah.
Well, I mean, I was able to take it for a test drive like a week after it was done.
Wait, but doesn't the hole close up like within a couple minutes even?
Not that quickly.
Fast. I think that
really?
Would seal. Yeah.
Wait.
I mean, start to close up. We'd have to really kind of push something through.
How do you take it out? You unsnap the hoop and thread
it
around.
A circular barbell, so it looks like a horseshoe. Mm-hmm. You just unscrew one of the balls off there.
You were virgin when you got that?
That strikes my ear so strangely.
Yeah.
Right? Doesn't it?
But I'm going bogus.
Well, I don't know. I always kind of felt like I was different, I guess, in high school. So instead of getting my ear pierced, I went and did that.
Yeah.
So.
All right, that's
really
not...
Be one of those goth guys?
More like, I guess, punk kid, whatever.
All right.
But
stop
I don't know.
Being cool
back,
when
I
you're
that I was just like didn't want to fit in. You know, it wasn't like I was different from everybody. It's just
you making a statement.
Open up to people.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. You were making yourself different.
Exactly.
Right. All right. So now you found it. It's tough being cool and a loner and an outcast and rebel when you're not getting laid, though. By the way.
Exactly.
You're just beating off and crying every Saturday night, but you got that James Dean thing, that goth thing going. But
who cares?
You just don't beating off.
Why, all right,
Chuck?
Why don't you just take out the Prince PA and get rid of it?
Yeah.
Just get rid of the Prince Albert. You got a girlfriend. You got a fiance who doesn't like it. It hurts when you have sex. What are you? I mean,
yeah, and it's just a remnant of your crappy high school past. You know.
Well, what it is like, it's hurting me.
Yeah, take it out.
But she's wanting me to use it more, and I was kind of danger there was there.
Danger.
She doesn't want him to use it more.
What does it do for her?
She likes it.
Why?
Rubs the right places, I guess.
No, it doesn't.
No. And this is either, look, I'm giving you three choices. She's an idiot, you're bogus, or you're retarded. Now, what is it? You got three choices. I go with her being an idiot, by the way. Speaks of
was she with somebody before you who had it? So maybe she has some kind of like fetish?
No, she's been with like other guys that really didn't treat her like a person.
Do you wear a condom when you do this with her?
When we were first together, yeah. Now,
how did you not tear the condom?
We have a, what's that?
How did you not tear the condom?
They just slipped off a lot.
How did you not tear the condom?
They didn't tear, they would just come off.
Why would the Prince Albert make them come off?
I don't know.
All right. Hey, Chuck?
Yeah?
I'm going back to the bogus, she's an idiot, you're retarded. Now, what is it?
Door number one,
door number two, or door number three?
This isn't hanging together for us.
Okay, look.
All right, here's the deal.
Take the goddamn thing out, put it in a wrist rocket, and shoot it at the guy who put it into you, and hopefully you can put it in his skull.
If you're using a condom with the Prince Albert, you got to use those reinforced ones at the tip that you get from the tattoo parlor anyway. They tear otherwise. They don't fall off.
Yeah, it's a little shame.
Why would that extra speed bump at the end of your penis cause it to fall off?
I don't know.
Yeah. But listen.
And what is it? And what is that? What does that rub for her except her cervix or her uterine? You know,
it's underneath, right?
It hits the cervix.
Yeah,
it doesn't
sound attractive to me.
Doesn't rub anything that's useful.
No. All the business is at the top, right?
Right. Well, the base.
Uh huh.
Well, the other end. Not
what end?
Maybe she's got some sort of like self. You know, he said she dated guys that didn't treat her too well.
Yeah,
maybe she has some sort of self-mutilating abuse.
Chuck,
like you said, she could be an
idiot.
She's
got troubles.
Or she's an idiot.
Yeah. Chuck needs to not get married too fast. I know he's engaged, but go ahead and put that, have a nice long engagement, and for Christ's sake, don't get her pregnant.
All right.
Because she's, I don't trust her. Ben?
Yeah?
You're 15?
Yep.
What's up?
Well, I was wondering if it was safer to use animal skin or latex condoms.
Safer for what?
For, like, I don't know, just which was better protecting.
Well, what have you heard?
Diseases or pregnancy?
For both.
What have you heard?
I've heard that the latex are more durable, but the animal skin is, like, healthier for you.
No. Latex can cause an allergy, and so maybe to that extent animal skin is a little better, but there's always polyurethane. And the latex condoms are thought to be the ones that are the barriers to sexually transmitted diseases, so that's the one you want to use.
Let's call it animal gut, by the way. The skin makes it seem like a nice set of seat covers.
Yeah, it's like the skin of a sausage.
Yeah, that's it's the casing. It's gut, is it
like
not?
Like intestine lining or something, right?
Good times, yeah.
That's
nice.
Good time, yeah.
Jesus, and you might as well just use a sausage.
Hot stuff right there.
Just use one of those spicy Italian sausages. That's what I do.
Instead of your penis?
Oh, yeah. Oh,
I see. Well, the much, much more superior substitute. That's good.
Yeah. All right, Ben. Use the latex there, all right, buddy?
Okay.
Don't get anyone pregnant.
All right.
You know what I'm amazed about? There's certain things in life I can't figure out why they're so goddamn cheap. To me, it's like you take intestine from a, I don't know, sheep, a goat. Right. I don't know what you're taking. It must be from like a sheep or something. You process it in such a way where it, you know, it can roll on and roll on. I mean, if I made one of those, I would want $7,500 for it when I was done.
Who was the genius who first tried it, too?
Well, back in the day, before, you know, pre-latex, I guess they just took anything that looked sort of thin and looked like it was a little bit durable and, you know.
Game of trial and error until they found one that
sliced
stuck.
Sliced it up, sewed up the tip. You can imagine, they just make chunks out of it.
It's a crafty guy.
Yeah, but who thought this would still be going on, you know, 75 years after the latex stuff rolled in, or 100 years, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
it's and I, is there a seam to it? And how do they seam the stuff? I mean, how does it work? What animal are they getting it from?
Oh, I don't want to know.
I don't want to know. And any chick that's doing oral while you're wearing one of those is essentially going down on a goat intestine, right?
Very nice.
It's horrible.
Wow.
Good times.
Kelly?
Yeah.
You're 17?
Yep.
What's up?
Yeah, I had a question about, I've never tried cigarettes before. I have no conscious desire to smoke whatsoever. But for some reason, now and then, it seems kind of like, I don't know, I crave cigarettes. But
how long has that been going on for?
About maybe a year off and on.
And that's gonna sound wacky, the next question I'm going to ask. But do you have very heavy periods?
Nope.
Have you ever been anemic?
Nope.
Do you feel like this? Again, I'm going down a wacky path here. It's going to sound, but this is a particular syndrome.
I was just asking. What
do you ever feel like chewing on like the butts of cigarettes or on the filters or anything or on the ashes?
No.
chewing ice?
Nope.
Just want to have
Do
a cigar.
Do you want to smoke when you're drinking by chance?
I don't.
Or a social?
There is a syndrome of severe iron deficiency where you feel like you want to something that you crave. People will like chew ashes and they'll chew cigarette butts and ice.
Oh, no, it's not.
Well, listen, does your family smoke? Did someone smoke growing up?
Nope.
All right, well,
I think my dad, like, very lightly when he was really young, but he hasn't for years.
Do you think it looks cool?
No, I have no conscious desire to smoke whatsoever.
All right, well, just don't do it then.
Yeah, I'll tell you right now, it's the worst.
I'm kind of wondering, like, why that might be.
Don't know.
I can't quite figure it out from what you're saying.
We don't know.
Can I ask
Don't test
real
it.
Quick?
Yeah, go.
Okay, I am depressed, and I was doing all right for a while, and then this year, like, everything just kind of went to hell. And I was wondering if, I was thinking about it the other day, I was wondering if maybe my best friend's been in Germany since, like, August, if that might be the cause for this sudden drop in, you know.
Well, having people that you really care about either away from you or gone, of course, that's depressing. That's mourning. Sort of a delayed mourning.
Right.
Why you're not managing that better and why you're not able to engage and develop new relationships is really more the question.
Oh, no, I mean, I'm fine. I just kind of noticed that this past year has been a little worse, and I was thinking about it the other day, why that might be, and I thought, maybe it's because...
Well, I almost wonder if it's resurfacing some primitive losses, some old losses.
Do you have any other friends?
Oh, I do, yeah, definitely.
But why is this so difficult?
Kelly's 17. 17.
Yeah?
Sounds like a
28-year-old.
31-year-old nurse.
Yeah.
What's up, baby?
I've gotten lots of comments about that I sound a lot older than I am.
You don't sound like you're enjoying your childhood.
Oh, I am.
That was convincing.
Right.
Do you have a boyfriend?
No, I don't.
Shocking. What's going on at school?
What do you mean?
Prom coming up. You got a prom date?
No, I'm not going to prom this year. I'm just a junior.
Oh. No senior guys asking you?
Oh, God, no.
Why?
What's up?
I don't know. I just don't have that thing that...
Whatever that is?
Yeah, whatever that is that guys like, I don't have it.
Actually, I do. I have the thing guys like. So.
But not the thing the girls like.
Right. So we're still simpatico, right?
Yeah, you can relate.
All right, Kelly. You going to go off to college after you graduate?
Yeah, hopefully.
All right.
You'll meet lots of friends there.
Good times, baby.
Yeah, good times.
You'll be fine.
Satellite, though, right?
Huh?
You got satellite or cable?
I think digital cable.
Digital cable. All right, baby. That's all you need. That's your new friend. TV's my friend.
Nice.
Well, your friend. The directors of movies talk to you.
Well, that's true. I got Kevin Smith talking to me through the TV set. Now I'm going to be disappointed every time I put in a movie.
The director doesn't speak directly to
you. Hello, I'm right here.
The DVDs will be so eventless.
Mr. Spielberg.
Mr. Spielberg, who's the guy in his underpants? Front of the TV. Yeah. I'm going to bring that in, Drew.
All right.
Let's...
I have to say it to believe it.
Let's talk to Eve, who's... Line
what?
Five. No, Eve is 20.
Are you high again?
I just looked at line five.
Yeah, I know. Are you high?
No. No, how dare you. Eve?
Hello.
Yeah, I'm here.
What's up?
Oh, I just heard you guys talk about the sheepskin and what preceded condoms.
Yeah.
And it was actually invented by the French in the 15th century.
It's like Dr. Condom or something, right? No, it was funny, like...
No, it was some guy, because the king, I don't remember his name, but he was spreading, like, syphilis.
Right.
He was flipping all those, you know, ladies. So what they did, you were actually right, Adam, it was goat skin, goat intestines that they used.
Really?
Yeah, to stop.
And what do they use now, do you know?
Actually, I think... I don't know.
I don't know. I like, hold on. I love it. I do this once in a while, too. When people try to jar their brain into an answer. Well, actually, the answer is...
I don't know.
They thought, maybe my brain would go along with the ride. She's like, what do you use now? Actually, what they... I don't know. Eve?
Yeah,
what'd you do? Did you just write a paper on this?
No, I was actually watching the Learning Channel like about 2 weeks ago.
Nice.
Really late at night, and I just, you know.
What was I talking about? TV.
What
your
is
best
your,
friend.
What is that accent you have, Eve?
I know, it's great.
What is the accent you have?
I'm sorry?
What is your accent? Where is it from?
I'm half Brazilian, half Uruguayan.
Good times. Well,
what's the accent? Is it Portuguese?
Yeah.
Okay.
You living in Van Nuys?
No.
Oh, it's kind of Sherman Oaks, Van Nuys.
Yeah, everyone is in Van Nuys is living in Sherman Oaks.
Yeah, same
My
thing.
Ass. My there's ass.
Never
get
been,
out of there.
There's never been somebody with a Portuguese accent living in Van Nuys.
No.
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 They
got a lot of accents over there, but it's not Portuguese. All right, Eve. Good times.
A little bit of knowledge for you there.
Appreciate that call.
All right. Good night.
All right. Take care of yourself. It's a good woman.
You know.
She's good by me. She's a decent one. It's a solid woman right there. Do you get that vibe?
Yeah.
She had brains.
She had brains. She had it going on.
Living in Van Nuys, though. Scary.
She said Sherman Oaks, but like I said, that's what you say when you live in Van Nuys.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
a cute accent what for name? A guy, yeah.
For a guy?
Yeah.
Portuguese?
When a woman has an accent that's kind of sexy like that.
Oh, for a guy.
It's
oh,
turn
yeah,
on
yeah,
for a guy, yeah.
yeah. Yeah,
it's the British is mostly the one I think.
No, but British is
French,
cool, but it means you got to talk. If you get this someone from Portugal or
Brazil
or wherever the hell she's from, we could go on long trips and not talk. You know what I mean?
No.
Well, wouldn't it limit your conversation if someone didn't have a great grasp of the language?
I see.
You know what I mean?
What makes you uncomfortable is the British accent means our command of English is actually superior to yours.
Right, and we would have to talk.
I see.
I don't like to talk. I like to talk at people, but I don't talk with people.
Oh, God, I will vouch for that.
You've traveled with me.
God is my witness.
Talk at
as you. God is my witness.
What name is this, by the way?
Adele? Adele?
Hi.
How do you spell this name?
It's a A-D-I-L.
And how do you pronounce this name?
It's Avil. It's a African.
A-V-I-L?
A-D.
And it's Avil?
Yeah.
Wow.
So that the D is pronounced like a V?
More like a T-H sound, kind of, but yeah.
Avil.
Oh, like Avil?
Yeah, kind of.
It's right. like a gay drunk guy trying to pronounce Adrian or something.
It's African, you said?
I think it's African. I'm pretty sure it is.
Are you a white guy?
No, I'm actually brown.
Oh, all right.
What's
that's
up?
Fine. If you're white, I was going to try to kick your dad in the nuts for me, but if you're brown, that's cool. Go
What's
ahead.
Going on?
All right. Actually, you know, I have a question for Liza.
Mm.
How you doing?
I'm good. How you doing?
I'm doing great.
What's going on?
I just wanted to know, you know, you're like my idol. I've like, when you were on Buffy the Vampire Slayer, I wanted to watch you more than Buffy.
Yeah.
Yeah, she was.
Well, that's
really
a compliment.
Good.
Thank
yeah,
you.
Yeah, she's pretty hot. Yeah. You masturbating now?
No.
No. Okay.
Simmer down there.
How old
are you, Adele? Adele?
Yeah. And then in James, Simon, Bob. Oh my God, you were fantastic.
Wow, thank you. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Yeah, and you know that Maxim magazine that you did?
I remember, yes.
Yeah, that was great.
Thank you. You got that one under your bed or something?
Avil does not want this conversation to end. It's like next.
You want her to swing by after the show?
Oh, yeah.
Tuck you in?
Yeah. Oh, and by the way, my sister says hi.
What's up?
Yeah. Her name is Natasha.
All right.
Okay.
All right, I hate to break it up, but you got to go to commercial.
Thank you, sweetheart. Right, that's really nice.
Where does Natasha
Peace.
Figure into the
the
ethnic name? Yeah.
My sister.
Yeah, but why isn't her name? Her name's Russian.
Yeah. Where'd she get her name?
I don't know.
All right, listen. I get mad at parents that give kids screwy names because you end up... It ends up taking a lot of class time.
Right.
And they correct. I don't like people that correct people on their name either.
On anything.
No, anything.
I spent a lot of my life correcting people on my name, though.
Really? That's rough.
So.
The honeymoon's over.
Yeah. But that's her last name, though. She couldn't help that one.
Yeah, true.
All right.
True.
All right. And it's Eliza Dushko.
Dushku.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah, thanks. Hey, appreciate it.
I just want to see if you would correct me. The New Guys, the name of the movie. It is out tomorrow, Friday. We have our old friend DJ Qualls in there. Oh, geez, between DJ Qualls and Eliza Dushku, this is going to be a mouthful. We'll take ourselves a little break, and we'll be right back. Hey, everybody. It's Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. That's Doc Drew over there. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Eliza.
Wow, now you're just rubbing it in. Thanks, dude.
Eliza Dushku.
Eliza Dushku is here,
yeah,
and that
Dushku.
Is me.
Dushku. But you don't want to say douche. You say douche-goo.
That's why I clarified it when I walked in, bro.
Yeah, but you say... Uh-oh, she pulled the bro card.
Bro.
That's
oh
trouble. The guy and the dude and the bro.
It's not douche-goo. It's douche-goo.
Douche-goo.
Douche, like tush. Push or
yeah.
Tush.
I think tush.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. Easy for you.
Tush is easy, but douche is not.
It's pronounced like it's spelled, if you think about it.
Yeah, it is.
D-U-S-H, P-U-S-H,
dush-go.
Push, dush.
Yeah.
Push,
cool.
There you go, push.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, dush-go.
Nice.
Yeah, it is pronounced exactly how it is. Yeah,
sweet.
I'm going to put a little thing there. I'm going to put a little dash
that's
in between,
cool.
Though. All right. The New Guy is the name of the movie, and that's coming out tomorrow. And it's in
baby.
A very, very wide release. All right, where are we? Drew, put that magazine down now. You're going to distract yourself.
Myself.
Yes, thank you. Let's talk to Dan. No?
Yeah, that's it.
Who's 17, Dan?
This is actually Stan, but right. S-T-A-N.
Been a long night of that, Stan.
All right.
Sorry.
Go ahead.
All right.
Well, here's my problem. I had a baseball game tonight, and I was up to bat, and a ball came in. I hit on top of it. It hit off the corner of the plate and hit me right in the balls.
All right.
And my sack is about the size of grapefruit and black and blue.
All right. Well, that's actually pretty serious.
No, wait a minute. The ball went down off the plate, and popped back up and hit you in
the corner of it, yeah.
Yeah. I've seen.
Ouch.
You don't watch enough Little League. You know what I mean? That kind of thing stuff happens all the time.
Bad news.
Yeah.
Really? Right. Well, here's. That doesn't happen that much at the major league level.
No, that's right.
Why not?
I don't know, but I tell you, kids, that kind of thing's happening all the time. I'll tell you what, that is actually a pretty serious deal. You can fracture the testy, and it can be crushed in a way that it can die.
Well, that would suck.
It would suck not just because you lose your nut, but it can get infected and cause peritonitis. It can be quite a serious thing.
Well, what kind of ball are you playing?
Baseball.
I know, but what level?
Oh, high school.
You playing night games?
Yeah.
Where?
Nampa, Idaho.
Why aren't you wearing a cup?
Well, because I'm an outfielder and I don't like running after fly balls and having that.
All right,
it's not cool. Also,
I'll go with that.
It's not cool unless you're a catcher.
I'll buy into that.
Yeah. And you got to get this checked out. You know, they're probably going to do an ultrasound on it. And
that's nice.
Well, it's not as bad as it sounds because you need to see a urologist. This kind of thing they deal with actually pretty frequently. I mean, here, look at you. You just got hit with a baseball and look what happened. Now, the first person to have had this happen to them. The last one I dealt with like this was actually a hockey puck, direct hit to the nut. Fractured, just like a hard-boiled egg. Boom, right down the middle.
Really?
Yeah.
Bad time.
Not on the outside, the inside, in the sac, that when you looked at it in the ultrasound, the testy, which is normally like a hard-boiled egg, just cut right down the middle.
That's brutal.
It wasn't broken open, though.
It looked like an egg just had been cracked open, like a little bit, like fractured open. No,
is
I know.
Is it repairable?
Like this.
You're right.
Yes,
they can repair it. Cut into the sack and
sew it back together and clear it out.
Will everything work properly?
Sometimes, many times. Yeah, if he gets there soon enough, that's why he's got it. Probably should be seen an emergency.
You only need one anyway.
I use
half.
Yeah, it's because it's such...
Different folks, different strokes.
Well, it's too powerful.
Strokes is right, sister.
Too powerful to both be functioning with that.
That's right. If I gave a lady the 1-2, it'd be like a double blast of a double-gauge shotgun.
Yeah,
blow right off the bat.
Yeah.
I give it a quarter to a half. Scott, you're 19. What's up?
Hey, Adam.
Hey.
How's it going, Drew and the guests?
Scott.
Eliza.
Fine, thank you.
Eliza, I'm sorry. All right, well, guys, I'm glad there's a woman in the studio because I wanted a girl's opinion. And then Adam and Drew, you guys are my mentors, so always your opinion, too, counts.
Okay,
thanks.
Basically, there's a girl that lives near me that I'm, of course, semi-interested in because guys and girls can't be friends without the dude wanting more. Basically, she just gives me the classic mixed signals, and normally I'm real good at detecting when girls are just trying to feel good about themselves by having dudes around and when there's something more.
Right.
But really, she just doesn't respond to the hints that I throw out to her, but then she turns around and will call me at midnight and want me to come over and watch a movie. So, really, I don't know what her deal is, and hopefully you guys can give me a little bit of...
How old is she?
She's 19 also.
And tell us a little more about her. Has she had boyfriends recently, or is she popular?
Well, she's an Orange County chick, so she's always been kind of the...
Are you guys up at school? Are you up at school right now, or what's happening?
Yeah, I'm in school.
And she is, too?
Yeah.
So, you see Santa, are you in the same dorm or something?
No, actually, we met my room. I live in a house with a couple of my friends.
Yeah.
And my roommate met her at a party, and so she just came over here to hang out, and we ended up getting along better than Mima.
And she's also a roommate. She's also a college student.
Yeah, both of us are.
She calls you at midnight to come over and watch a movie, and what do?
Yeah, well,
you go over there.
We'll go over there, and you know, we'll smoke a bowl or two.
Oh, there we go.
Watch the movie. Yeah.
Come on.
Do you bring the weed, or does she have it?
No, I don't. And I knew you guys were going to ask that.
And I don't.
She's not a weed mooch. Like, and I don't do anything for her. That's why I wouldn't say she's mooching, because I never like bring her.
I can only relate in that I remember that freshman year college thing when you just wanted people around.
I remember that too when I was cleaning goddamn carpets. But it would have been the year I would have been a freshman.
What's your gut instinct? What are you thinking?
Well. That's the funny thing, like, and I know that you guys say, well, yeah, he just wants people around, and I see where you're coming from with that, but on the same token, she'll say things like, oh, well, I just want the movie on in the background because I'll be distracted by other things, and she'll smile at me, like, no joke, she'll do
so
that.
She's
and
teasing me there.
Well, speaking of token, though, when you get stoned, it's kind of hard to initiate, and it's kind of hard to motivate.
It is, Adam, but this is before she's stoned. Like, she calls me, by the way, at least once a day just to talk and just, like, the typical, like, a girl would be interested and she doesn't.
Let's ask this. Have you made a serious sort of move, for lack of a better way to describe it?
Well, I've kind
of
given her the cheesy line, like, do you want a back rub? Because I really don't know what else to say.
Back rub.
I mean, so I don't know.
Ask her out. Ask her out.
Well, she's not the boyfriend type, or the girlfriend type, I should say. Like, she's more like lots of dudes around all the time, but she's not flirty with other guys, at least in front of me.
Well, do you want to date her? Do you want her to go out with her?
Well, like I said, I don't really think she'd be the best girlfriend. Like, I kind of want probably more of a serious relationship, because I think hookups kind of suck. I don't get much out of them.
But do you want to hook up?
Hold on a second. Okay. He wants to know how to get closer to this girl. Then we say, why don't you ask her out on a date? Well, she's not really the girlfriend type. Well, then...
I got it.
But the hookups don't work.
No.
What's he talking about then?
All right, Scott. Scott, from this girl, you just want to have sex. Is that right?
I mean, it'd be nice,
But you want to have a relationship. So why don't you ask her out?
Because I don't think she's the... I know, Adam, please. You make fun... I sit in front of the radio every night and laugh at the people you make fun of.
But hold on. If where you want to go with this girl is where you want to go...
Get ready.
Why don't you go
there? Get ready
there?
For her to imitate life.
Forget all your qualifiers about why she...
I got it. It's empowering. Just keep talking, Drew.
All right.
You interrupted me that time.
Ask her out. I should just go for it and just go. Or just ask her straight up.
Yes, you should get really baked one night and look her in the eye and go, look, what's the deal? Are you into me?
Just ask her out a couple times and see if you can get going that path. If you have misgivings about her being a girlfriend, bring that up. Maybe that's what she's picking up on. Maybe there's that discontinuity
of what you cares about this.
I always find it's easier to be forthright, straightforward instead of playing games. So.
But
go big or go home.
I wonder if he just has
the longest non-question we've ever had on this goddamn show.
Right.
He doesn't not the hookup type. Well, she's not the girlfriend type. Well, she's into me. Well, I'm not into her that way. Well, I'm not into her that way. Why don't you ask her out? Well, I'm not really that way. Well, why don't you give her the finger? No, I don't do that. Well, why don't you smoke a bowl? Well, not for me. Mm-hmm. Don't do anything. Leave us alone.
Okay.
I've had enough of these kids.
Candace.
You're 15.
Candace?
Aaron, go away. First time caller, just like the show.
Yeah.
Thank you, baby. Come to the right place.
How about your mom or sister, whoever that was talking in the background?
It's got to be a
sister.
My
sister.
You're not saying your mom to go away.
My question was for Eliza. I want to know if that night was your first movie.
Yeah, it was, actually.
Yeah.
Mm.
I used to watch that as, like, a little kid, and I had no idea who you were, and then I saw you on Buffy, and it's like, oh, wow, I know you.
What was that night? Did I see that?
It was like in the 50s, and you were like 9 when you saw that?
It's a coming-of-age story with Juliet Lewis, C. Thomas Howell, and myself, and I play like this peeping Tom kid who's like obsessed with Juliet Lewis, who's the across-the-street neighbor, and she gets knocked up by C. Thomas Howell, who's like the greaser at the bowling alley, and like...
What year are we talking about?
I was 10, so it was 1990. It was my first thing. I ever did, yeah. That was the big open call.
That's pretty good for a 10-year-old.
Yeah.
Are
you?
That's pretty random.
I bet Candace placed that film in 1950.
Yeah. Well, no, it took place in the 50s.
All actors lie about their age. Yeah.
Did it?
Yeah.
Whether or not you're going to be going back to Buffy or Angel or any guest starring things?
Yeah, I don't really know. It's kind of up in the air, but. but we'll kind of just have to see, I guess. And
I'll watch for you.
Oh, cool. Thank you.
Okay, well.
I appreciate it.
Love the show, and keep listening to you guys.
Thanks,
awesome.
Candace.
Awesome.
Bye.
Take care.
Take care
Bye.
Of yourself.
Bye.
All right. That was C. Thomas Howell's last movie, by the way. What happened to C. Thomas? Was he
you
know
nothing?
Did you date him? You're not dating
no,
him, all
no,
right?
No, no.
He's got a production company. He makes his own B-movies now.
Oh, he makes his own movies, gosh. Anderson says. All right, let's take ourselves a little bit of a break. Eliza Dushku.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Impressive,
here
my
tonight.
Friend.
From The New Guy, which is coming out tomorrow night. And
right.
Nationwide. We'll take ourselves a little break. We'll be right back. Hey, everybody. It's Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. That is Dr. Drew over there. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Eliza Dushku is our guest tonight.
Hello.
She is from The New Guy, which is coming out on tomorrow, actually, Friday. And actually today for a lot of places. Right? Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's going to be number one as long as all you fine people out there make it that way.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it could be. I don't
Spider-Man,
know what else is out
there. Spider-Man.
Yeah. Listen. And
clearly everyone went to see it last weekend. I mean, come
yeah.
on, 114 million?
Wow.
They got it
Mix
out.
Mix it up a little bit.
They got it out of their system.
Go for something new this weekend.
Yeah.
I encourage you all.
And like I said, I don't understand. We said this when DJ Qualls was on the show. I didn't hear that many people talking about Spider-Man before the movie.
No.
All of a sudden, everyone's like a big fan.
Oh, yeah.
You know what it's like? It's like when a rap artist dies, every black guy in town was his best buddy. You know, and you go, you didn't even know that dude.
Never
oh, man, oh, man. We was tight, man. We were like brothers. Why does everyone do that? I don't like that. Oh, listen, white guys got their own problems. Don't get me wrong. But what I'm saying is don't give me that. Everyone now is coming out of the woodwork like, oh, it's a huge Spider-Man. Oh, grow it up. Oh, blah, 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 blah. It's really? And let me ask you this. Should you really be bragging about what a huge Spider-Man fan you are? Huge? Aren't you really just saying you didn't have a lot of friends growing up and you didn't get laid much in high school? Isn't that kind of what you're saying when you're talking about being a huge fan?
I'm wondering why is everybody could sing that theme song to Spider-Man.
Because yeah. that was a swinging tune.
Yeah.
Every
male anyway could sing that.
That's when they did good theme songs.
Right, like the big
in the 60s,
like
band.
The Jetsons.
Ba-da-da, bum, bum,
yeah,
bum.
Yeah.
I mean that song moved.
Even the Jetsons. Da, 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 da.
Yeah, that really kicked ass. Now you
Me,
poor kids,
George
you got
Jetson.
These.
But realistically, it was like a huge.
Just Star Wars.
Oh, huge.
Star Wars comes out the following weekend,
no,
and we'll
no,
be
no.
like Spidey fans and Star Wars fans.
No,
are
so you're not, old, you're not
the same
old
guys.
To, no, you're not old enough to know that Spider-Man was a cartoon in the 60s, and every young male knew the theme song to that.
He
Should we sing
shut
that?
Me up.
Yeah, and they reran it a lot, too.
Yeah.
It was a good cartoon.
Spider-Man, no, Spider-Man does whatever a spider can.
Spins a web. Any size, catches thieves, just like flies. Look out,
here comes
the Spider-Man. Is he strong?
You're just bad or something like that.
No, no.
Mister, all those
take
kids
a look
out there.
Overhead. Hey there.
All right, Drew. Calm down there, buddy. You're giving we're trying to plug Eliza's movie here. You're singing the Spider-Man song.
And you're like, all those dorks who are big Spider-Man fans, hey.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
That's what we're saying. It's why did we all know the theme song if I never really watched it.
Got me. You got me.
Yeah, but listen, you know, look, I know the theme. Everyone knows the Bonanza song. Everyone knows most of those songs.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Doesn't mean you
yeah.
watched it. I know the
Keep
Star Trek.
Adam.
I know the Star Trek theme too, but I never saw an episode.
Oh really?
Yeah.
Da, 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 da.
No. The TV show.
Oh,
no,
see,
wait a minute. Wait a minute. That's Star Wars.
You mean?
All right. Listen. Wait, what are we all stoned here, sitting in my dorm room? Star Trek. You know.
What was the song?
Oh, Star Trek.
No. Ooh, all right, listen. Yeah. How dare you? Michelle.
Now I want to know.
You're 22.
Yeah. Hi, Adam. Hi, Drew.
Hey.
Hi, Liza.
Hi, Michelle.
Hi.
I'm a big fan of one of your Faith on Buffy, too. So
hey, thank you.
I missed you lots. My question is I'm kind of embarrassed by it, but I have been in a relationship for about a year now, and I don't enjoy whatsoever whenever he goes down on me or when he tries to, you know, use his hands to manipulate down there.
How about if you're having intercourse?
It's pretty much the same thing. It's more, though, when he tries to do the oral or his hand or whatever.
It's too intense or...
It's not... I don't know if it's that. It's painful, and it's like I don't get any...
Does he just not know what he's doing?
No, and I've tried to show him, because, I mean, I have no problem myself.
Well, but wait a minute now. If you have to show him, so it means he needs some direction.
Right, I've tried to show him numerous times, I don't think it's him, because...
Wait. You've described this, though, as though you've tried to show him, and he just doesn't do it.
No, but this isn't the only relationship I've had where this is a problem.
Okay.
It's, like, painful every time that I've... And I don't think it's just him. I mean, that's why I'm calling. If it would be...
All right.
Painful? Aww. Physically painful?
Yeah, it's, like, it's sore. Like, it hurts.
Too intense.
And I don't know if that's it. I also...
All right, hold on a second. Shut up. What are you trying to show him if it's always painful and too intense?
What is it he needs to be doing that might make it better?
Chill out, it sounds
no
like.
No idea.
Well, what are you showing him, though? You say, I'm trying to show him.
Well,
it's like you're explaining to him how to do it, but you don't know how.
He asked me to, like, you know, show him, like, to masturbate in front of him, to show, like, kind of show him what to do.
What works for you?
And I've tried that, and it hasn't worked. I've also, like, tried to put his hand where to go, and it doesn't work.
But you can do it to yourself?
Yeah.
Do you orgasm by yourself?
Yeah, and I have no problem.
Anyone molest you?
No.
They have no real problems?
This is some communication problem.
Well, I didn't have sex until I was 21 because of the fact that I wasn't ready. I had a really bad experience, like, when I was 18.
What happened?
One of my ex-boyfriends had tried to force himself on me.
There's something going on. I don't think it's a mechanical.
I do.
No,
it's a communication thing.
She has a bunch. She's had this happen with multiple guys.
How many guys? Michelle?
Pardon?
How many guys has this happened with?
Five, six.
Hmm.
All right. Smart ass.
Okay.
And she's showing them, and the guy's, like, trying, and then each time, she's like, no, I can't take it. So there's something psychological going on.
He gets really, I mean, he's aggravated. I mean, he's not physical with me.
I'm ruling him out. I mean, he's no one, Don Juan, but...
He just really wants to please me.
I understand that. He's a good man. Now be quiet about him.
So.
Are you on any medication?
Yeah, I'm on Zoloft.
Okay, that can be doing this, you know. Were you on Zoloft before?
What? Yes. Well, no. This is...
All right, her phone line's coming undone. Thumbs up.
Zoloft can create some funny side effects like that. All kinds of peculiar sexual side effects from Zoloft. So that may be certainly working against her, although she can masturbate and orgasm with the Zoloft.
She's got this energy with this guy in the past, and it's like, why didn't you have sex before 21? I wasn't ready.
Yeah.
There's something going on there.
Yeah, maybe.
I don't know, maybe her family's very religious or something. They laid something on her that stuck with her and freaked her out a little bit. And she can do things to herself. Well, I just ask one. Michelle?
Yeah?
Is your family religious?
No.
Why weren't
you... Catholic.
Why weren't you ready to have sex before 21?
I think it was probably... my parents had really been... I didn't have a problem with it, and my friends, I don't have problems with... Like, I'm not really super religious or anything. It's
why weren't you ready?
Okay, like,
because you weren't ready.
Yeah, honestly.
Okay.
You weren't ready because you weren't ready?
All right, thank you.
Shocking.
Have fun. I can't take it anymore. Chrissy?
Hi.
I don't even mind. Now it takes 10 minutes to get to the whatever it is I just said.
Right. It doesn't happen right up front.
I remember the good old days when I used to say, why weren't you ready? And they'd say, because I wasn't ready. Now it takes 10 minutes to get to that line.
Yeah.
It's driving me insane. I'm slowly going nuts on this.
We don't know, Michelle. I think the Zoloft is certainly working against you, though.
Yeah, a little therapy.
And maybe...
Get her off the Zoloft, and she'll have more problems.
I'm not saying get off the Zoloft. I'm saying talk to your doctor. Cerazone, Remeron, Wellbutrin, these don't have those sexual side effects.
As a 22-year-old, she sounded more like 16, though.
And you know what? I don't think these relationships are right. That's what I bet. If we looked into the quality of the relationships, I bet they'd be off.
Well, she kept saying, I tried to show him. I tried to show him.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it didn't sound... He's great. He's great. No, I tried to show him, but he wouldn't do it. But he's great.
So I think if she gets in the right kind of relationship, they'll figure this out. The communication will work.
I'm wondering if she can be in anything right now.
All right. Chrissy.
Hi. I love you guys. You guys are great.
Thanks.
I have a problem. I've gotten stupid ever since I got pregnant. I have a 7-month-old now.
Yeah.
And ever since I was pregnant, I just am so stupid, and I talked to my psychiatrist about it, and he says there's no way that it could be pregnancy induced.
What do you mean stupid? What do you mean stupid?
Like, I don't remember any. It's not like it's a lot of it's memory.
Any new medications?
No, I'm just on Ambien.
Ambien will make you forgetful.
Well, I really don't. I don't take it very much.
How often do you take
it? Pill?
Yeah, but it's amnestic. It makes you forget everything.
Yeah, it's great.
I can't take it because unless I don't have my kid or else I don't wake up at night.
Right. You won't wake up, but don't take it. Don't take it. That'll help your memory right there.
You know what?
It's ever since I got pregnant.
Now, this happened to me. I stole my mom's brain when I was in her. Because ever since I came out, I'm sure she doesn't have a brain.
I forget how to unscrew bottles. I forget how to open boxes. I forget
I would.
Yeah, I wouldn't. Stay on the Ambien. Try some NyQuil.
And I would urge you to see a neurologist. This is not.
I wouldn't call it stupid exactly.
Yeah.
It's not even that, you know, you hear about people getting clumsy when they're pregnant.
Right.
But it's like it's continued to.
Well, why are you going to a psychiatrist?
Oh, because I've got problems. I got bipolar and.
Oh, okay.
But you're seeing a psychiatrist or a psychologist?
Psychiatrist.
Do you want some birth control?
No, I don't touch anybody. I've got my birth control my 7 months.
All right, but listen, you're having encephalopathy.
Please.
You're having global brain dysfunction with prominent memory issues here, and that's something that needs evaluation. A lot of things can cause that. I mean, anything from, or other organ system problems could be causing this in your mind. So liver disease, kidney disease, these kinds of things need to be looked at very, very carefully.
Tell your psychiatrist about it.
Well, so you blew her off, but then stop the Ambien.
All right. Eliza Dushku is our guest tonight.
You're killing me.
Dushku.
It's a good time.
She's
again.
From...
Again.
That's good, right? I got it that time.
Oh.
Yeah.
Almost.
The new guy. Oh, all right.
Yeah.
Dushku.
No, I keep saying Dushku.
I said douche. I didn't say dush.
Exactly. That's
but
your problem.
Dush. It's dush. Dush. Right?
And we're on break.
Yeah, all right.
On Giant.
The new guy. We'll be back. Hey, everybody. Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. That is Dr. Drew over there. Phone number, 1-800-LOVE-191. Eliza Dushku.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Wow.
She's our guest tonight. She's from she's from The New Guy, which is coming out Friday everywhere.
Tomorrow or tonight.
I've seen many, many commercials for this movie, and it looks very good. So
the movie's better than the commercials, I have to say.
Really?
Really?
That's the word on the street.
Commercials look good.
Oh, well, there you go. It's even better than that.
You know, don't you hate it, though, when they screw that stuff up? You know what I mean?
Well, it's a good movie, and the commercials look like hell.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but the commercial looks good.
Suck.
Yeah, it does look good.
All right. You ready to go here?
Let's go.
Eliza, you better swallow, because this question's for you, baby.
All right.
Calvin?
Yeah, hey, Adam.
Hey.
How's it going, Drew?
Hey, Calvin.
Good. Yeah. No problem to discuss with you guys tonight. I just want to call and say hi to Eliza.
Hi.
And I'm a big fan.
Thank you.
Come to the set table while she's talking to
him. Drew,
you go.
Yeah, we're going
to be chowing. You and me, buddy. What's going on?
Not a whole lot. Hey, sad to say, I'm watching enough TV. I didn't know you had a movie coming out, but I guess I got plans tomorrow now.
Yeah, check it out.
Yeah, go out and support the cause. A couple questions for you. I just wanted to know who your favorite actor or actress was that you worked with.
For ladies, probably Jamie Lee Curtis, back when I was on True Lies.
Oh, the Queen of Scream.
Yeah, and for guys, probably Mr. De Niro.
Mr. De Niro.
Yeah.
Well, cool.
I'd say Bobby'd be my favorite, too.
Yeah, he's definitely one of my favorite actors. And Eliza, you are my favorite actress.
Aw, thank you.
You're the most beautiful girl in Hollywood.
Wow, that's really nice. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
How old are you?
I'm 23.
Oh, nice.
23.
Where do you live?
I cook and clean.
Dude, gotta give me something better than that, dude.
Yeah, I know. All right, well, you have a good night.
That's it, huh?
I have no chance here, do I?
No.
Thanks, baby.
No, but this is what we, Eliza, you're 23, 22?
I just turned 21.
Oh, wait a minute. I thought 1990 you were 10. Or did I screw that up?
I was.
Yeah, she was.
I was born at the end of December in 1980. I was almost an 81 baby.
Oh.
She was just...
So that means you just turned 21? Yeah. I thought that be turning. Oh, yeah, okay. Well, anyway, here's the point. See, this is what sucks about being a 23-year-old guy. You got nothing. You got nothing to offer. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You're nowhere.
As opposed to...
A 28-year-old guy.
Yeah, I mean, 23-year-old guy, you maybe you graduated college. Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe you're still in college. Maybe you're kicking around. You're in junior college. You're doing a little work here and there. You're trying to do... Whatever it is you're trying to do, you ain't doing it yet. And if you are doing it, no one's paying you for it. Right?
Right.
And you can't date high school chicks because you're just a loser. If you're out of college, that's no good for you anymore. And then you got the chicks at the workplace, but that never works out.
You're not working.
Yeah. And you can't date other 21, 22, 23-year-old chicks.
So when does it start looking up?
Starts looking up, hopefully, later 20s, early 30s, when you're starting to make a little money and you got your career going and that kind of stuff. And then you can go back and hit all those 22, 23-year-olds that you missed out on when you were that age. That's what I would do. When I was 22, 23, I'd go to the grade schools.
11-year-olds.
I'd go and I'd tell them, be prepared, ladies.
That ain't right.
I'll see you in 10 years.
I know I'm just a big, ugly, hairy man. You don't know who I am right now. You wonder why I'm in your third grade class. Just be prepared, okay? Remember, see this face? Remember it. It's seen about 8, 9 years. I'll be pulling up in an El Camino primer car. Yeah. All right. You never got that speech when you were in the second, third grade?
No, I missed
that. I like to do that, like career day. Instead of, you know, bringing the fireman in and the cop in, bring the guy who's going to bang you 10 years from now.
Your future dates.
Yeah, I'm 21. I'm a computer tech, but I'm not really, I'm still in college. I haven't really gotten going on, but I'll probably own my own software business in about 10 years, and we'll be doing coke and getting it on.
That is so wrong.
In my very expensive condo. Everyone, mark your calendars. I'll be back.
2012.
I'll be back. Now, I'm going to be about 20 pounds heavier. My hair will be a little bit thinner, but I'll be driving a vet. So just look out for me.
So you won't notice.
I'll be carrying a, have one of those rope gold chain bracelets, and I'll have one of those man purses. It lets people know I've arrived, but in a sort of creepy way.
You like got this? It covered. They right there.
Yeah.
Arrived in a creepy way.
Yeah. I like that man purse guy. I like that look. I like the tasseled loafer, no sock with the man purse look.
Ouch.
Black jeans with the belt, shirt tucked in real tight. Oh, and of course... The ponytail pulled through.
I was
going to
say, what's the do?
Well, here's this. Two do's. Long hair do is ponytail pulled through the back of the cap one. And the I'm going balding, so I'm combing my hair forward is the other look.
Right.
But again, ladies, be back in about 10 years.
Both lady killer do's there, yeah.
Yeah, barring you know, something horrible and unthinkable happening to me or possibly you or me doing some prison time or something. But mark your calendars. I'll be back
that
for some sex.
That ain't right.
True, I got to give that speech tomorrow. Remind me. Adam's speaking to grade schoolers. Yeah. Eliza? I mean, Liz. I saw the Liz. Give me a break. You're 27. What's up?
I have a question for Dr. Drew, actually.
Here he is.
All right.
Adam, I love you, though.
Great, baby.
Dr. Drew, I was actually talking to a friend of mine the other day, and he was telling me that men that don't masturbate as often or have sex often have a higher risk of prostate cancer.
No.
Is that true?
They have prostate disease, but not prostate cancer.
Okay. Is there any risk in any females if they don't have sex or masturbate often? Is there any?
No.
Okay.
No.
Prostate cancer, same thing.
But your prostate is not happy if you're not keeping the pipes clean. You know what I'm saying? That when they talk about prostate hygiene, urologists, they talk about not delaying ejaculation, regular ejaculation, don't hold your bladder, don't hold your urine in, don't strain, drink coffee and certain kinds of alcohol, that all irritates the prostate.
Oh.
Right? What kinds of alcohol?
Beer, I think, is the one that's most irritating.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh. All right, Liz.
Interesting. Well, thank you.
Right. Yeah, good time, so. All right. Let's now we have an Eliza question here. Let's talk to Andrew. Andrew?
Hey.
Hey.
Big fan, you guys.
Great.
Eliza.
Yes, sir.
I just think you're great. You're just amazing. Very
Thank
talented.
You. Thank you so much.
I heard you were raised, or your family is LDS?
Yes, they are.
Oh, okay. yeah.
My mother's side, actually. My father isn't religious, but my
Oh, okay.
Now, your parents were separated, divorced.
Yeah, my parents were divorced when I was born, yeah.
When you were born.
Mm-hmm.
And LDS doesn't exactly embrace divorce, does it?
My mom was never really your average, like, straight arrow Mormon. My mom's kind of like this crazy, awesome, she's really, like, liberal and feminist and pro-women, so I think she...
Not typical Mormon.
What's that? Yeah, she's not your typical Mormon, and she definitely wasn't afraid of, you know, what the other crazy Mormons would think.
Is she still Mormon?
Yeah.
But she still identifies herself as LDS.
Mm-hmm.
Did she take you guys to
church?
She does.
She did, yeah. My three brothers and I weren't as, excuse me?
I'm sorry, that was sort of my question. I was wondering how your family dealt with that.
I personally am not practicing Mormon right now, no.
I'm kind of in the same situation. My family's pretty conservative, and I live in Salt Lake. And
all that traveling she did, was any of it sort of missionary work, mission?
No.
No.
No, never. That was just through my mom.
I got the same dilemma, but with Santeria.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, family's big into that.
Good times.
I was into it for a while myself.
Yeah.
Still consider myself Santerian.
Yeah.
But
I'm sure
I
don't
practice. Andrew?
Yeah.
Did you marry the devil yet, or are you?
Did you?
Oh, yeah.
You had the marriage ceremony, yeah.
We got it annulled, though.
Oh.
Devil
separate.
Turn out devil and put out.
You just separate.
We separated, yeah. Andrew?
Yeah.
All right, that's enough of that nonsense, all right? Let's move on with life, all right?
Thank you, Andrew.
Okay. No, I just mean this crazy religions. That's enough.
Yeah,
enough
I hear
of everybody
you.
And their crazy religions. Please. Please. Or someone, let's just fight it out and see who wins here with the religions already. I don't know what's what right. anymore. Do you know what I'm saying?
What's the biggest problem in the world, it seems.
What's the big Mormon thing? What's like the number one belief that Mormons have that would separate them from other, like Christianity?
Honestly, I haven't. I kind of, all of it sounded a little bit fuzzy to me growing up, and
right.
so I kind of just like skipped out on the whole. They want to teach you a lot of facts and a lot of. I mean, they have you go to church 3 hours every Sunday. They have you go to morning school before your regular school every morning from 6 to 7 in the morning.
Child
abuse. They have like Mormon. Function. I mean, don't get me wrong, I'm not talking about
it.
I remember my brothers and I were just kind of like, it was so overwhelming. And
what are they teaching you during those preschool schools?
They have the Mormon religion has their own book, the Book of Mormon,
right.
which is the scriptures that God told to Joseph Smith or
John Smith.
What's that?
His name John
Smith?
Joseph Smith.
Yeah.
Mm.
And it's a whole book there.
But what do they think? I mean, is the Messiah coming? Did he come in Jesus's form and we killed him? I mean, what are they waiting on? Everyone thinks something's going to happen.
Yeah.
They can't agree on what's going to happen.
I don't know. I think it's just a pretty basic, I mean, in terms of the Bible, and I think it's pretty much similar to other Christian religions and
right.
beliefs.
Yeah. I'm always curious about that.
What is in the Book of Mormon, though?
I'm not practicing Mormon, so you might want to ask
is
one.
Is it the history
but,
of the...
No, it was, I believe, Joseph Smith was spoken to by God, and
so
he told him all these things about...
So it's like a gospel, kind of.
Yeah.
What if someone pipes up and said, God spoke to me and told me not to listen to Joseph?
Then you got your own religion.
Well, that's
right
you
there.
And Santeria. I'm sure there's some of that going on there.
I know in the beginning there was a lot of anti-Mormons because of the whole polygamy, and it was considered to be a religion that didn't accept like African American or homosexual.
But now it still doesn't, right?
I don't know. That always kind of turned me off, though.
Right.
Personally.
Right. Nick.
Yep.
You're 25. What's up?
Well, I have this, this isn't a terribly odd situation, but it's interesting to me, and I'm trying to sort of figure out if it'll change over my lifetime. I'm engaged to a wonderful, beautiful woman, and what happens is that when we're excited, when we're sort of, you know, gonna near having sex or being close and I'm aroused, I become highly, highly irrational, and I really lose all sense of reason, not to the sense that, you know, things are problematic, but if I have a meeting to go to or if I have something to do, I'll just completely disregard it in order to make love. Now, I think this is probably normal being 25. I'm wondering, is this the kind of thing that continues forever?
No.
You know, am I going to be 50 years old and be going, oh, honey, you know, you want it now, let's go. I don't want to go to that board meeting because I need this now.
No.
Well,
just not with the same chick.
But you won't.
Maybe like a 22-year-old. That's why you got to hit the grade schools with me tomorrow.
Well,
give them a little heads up on what's coming.
I'm out of school. I got a good job. I got them going for me.
Look,
I'm
Nick,
right.
the fact that you're that into it is a good thing. That will sustain you for a long time.
Listen, Nick, I'm saying if you're with the same chick 25 years from now, you're probably not going to. You probably make the board meeting.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
But this kind
wish
of...
Wish him well. It sounds
yeah,
awesome.
This yeah, this kind of intensity of passion will sustain. It will
enjoy
go
it while you
yeah,
while you can.
Well, what it'll do is it'll
wane.
Diminish.
Yeah.
It'll wane to the point where you're at a normal level.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, that wouldn't be a problem, really. Like, I kind of wish...
You'll get there.
You'll be fine.
Don't worry. You'll be wishing for...
It is legitimate. Does it have to do with me sort of becoming older? Does it have to do with, you know, our relationship having... growing longer and being together more often.
How long have you been with her?
We've been together 3 years.
It'll be both.
What's
yeah,
that?
Both.
You're aging both, and the duration of the relationship both.
Yeah, don't worry about it.
That's cool. He's so into it now. That's fine.
Yeah.
Passionate man.
He's a passionate man.
Enjoy.
I'm passionate about not being passionate.
Oh, indeed.
That is my passion.
Napping's your passion.
All things that don't involve passion are my passion.
Yeah, I can't even call
passions.
Masturbating your passion because it's a little too active for you.
What do you mean it's a little too active
well,
for me?
Well, yeah, you're passionate about napping. That you're passionate about.
Yeah.
And masturbating because it leads to napping.
Yeah.
But the actual you're into it, but I'm not passionate about
this
it.
This close to a good nap tonight. This close until some sea sucker called twice. You know, I always shut my ringer off. I always shut my ringer off when I take a nap, when I go to bed. It's always off. People always go, well, what if there's an emergency and it's 4 a.m. and somebody needs you?
Mm.
And I'm like... Believe me, I'll be glad to hear that message at 10:30
in the
morning.
There'll be more help in the morning.
They'll be better. Yeah, if one of my idiot friends got thrown in the pokey or somebody got carted off the hospital, I'll see him in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
What could be worse than getting up at 4:30 in the morning to an emergency? Right?
Mm-hmm.
You'll be more clear-headed and ready
I'll be more
take care
focused.
Of business the next day. I hear that.
Yeah, ready to take on whatever the challenge is. But someone did this, and it makes me want to strangle them. Phone rings 3 times.
Hang up.
And then the machine picks up. And then the hang up, and then immediately again.
Yes.
And that person is saying, I know
you're there.
I know you don't want to pick up the phone, but yes, you must pick up the phone for me. I want to kill that person.
How many times did they do that?
Is that a drunk person?
They've done it.
I mean, you can do like 5 times in a row, give you 15 rings out of it.
No, this was only 2 times, but still enough to throw my chi off into outer space. And by the way, mind you, I bedded down for my nap at 8:15 tonight, and I was hoping to get to about 8:45 before I got up in this room. It got me angry immediately.
Yeesh.
All right, let's talk to June, who's 19.
Hey, what's up?
What's happening?
Nothing much. Hey, I just want to start off by saying I respect you guys a lot.
Thanks.
I've been listening to your show for quite a while.
Thanks June? For calling.
Yeah, I just had a question. Yeah. Yeah, me and my girlfriend have been talking she just brought this up not too long ago, but about having a threesome or something like that. Mm-hmm. And I guess she just told me recently that before we got together that she kind of, you know, was attracted to females. And I was just wondering if I'm setting myself up for disaster or, you know.
Well, do you want to sustain this relationship?
Actually, I care about her a lot. Yeah,
it's gonna destabilize it. You're gonna be.
I don't go for that.
Yeah, you're gonna be unhappy in the long run.
We've talked about it and we've kind of set up, you know, well not.
Sure, June reminds you of a guy like with a devil on one shoulder, an angel on the other. You know,
yeah.
Go for it. I will love her. I want her.
Maybe like 2 devils on one shoulder, and half an angel on the other.
Yeah.
One.
But I mean, he's like. He can't not do the threesome, but he knows it'll screw up the relationship.
Yeah, and you know. But here's the other thing. Where'd you get the name June, by the way?
I don't know. My mom was, I guess she was going something creative. I don't know. I was talking to my dad about it not too long ago because they're separated.
Went to something creative, but on LSD or something. And
yeah.
I think I'll name my baby June.
Ate mushrooms on the way to the hospital. Well, listen, you kick your dad right in the nuts for me. What kind of man is that? Just sitting by, having his son get some fruity name, June Lockhart?
Well, I've never gotten teased for it, so.
Really?
Never.
You must be a big guy.
Not really.
All right. Well, listen, here's the thing. There's two schools of thought here. One is this is going to destabilize the relationship, which it is. The second argument, though, is this is already going to self-destruct this relationship in 6 months.
She's telling you that,
yeah,
too.
She's chaotic. Yeah. She's got energy. It's going to go. So if you're going to go, Might as well get that threesome in.
Go big or go home.
Well,
yeah.
No, it's not like that. You know, she said that, you know, she doesn't want to do it if it's going to affect me in a bad way. And
I don't buy it because she's still...
All right. Well, maybe she legitimately wants to experience a woman.
Yes, that's exactly what I'm going for. Thank you, Adam.
Thank you. Okay.
But that speaks ill for the future of your relationship.
What does it say for you? Yeah.
Well, I mean, I'm not offended by it in any way.
No, you're missing the point. I'm with Eliza on this one. Right? Go ahead. You tell me.
Okay, well, you
know. No, Joan. Her instincts
on this. Does anyone ever know what you're talking about?
Her instincts on this are...
I'm just saying, if she's into you, she's into you. And if she's thinking about other things, then how is that going to play back to you in the end?
It's predicting the future. She's telling you what your future holds, and she's saying bye.
Well, bye. If that happens, well, so be it. You know, I care about her a lot, you know.
All right, well, just go do it
then. She cares about getting down with a chick.
Well, no, it's not necessarily that either.
Can't end well
in my book.
Lots of denial there.
Well, look, here's the deal. Well, here's the callers call into this crappy show of ours, and then they argue both points.
Yeah.
Well, I don't want to destabilize the relationship. Okay, good. You're right. Don't do it. Yeah, but she really wants to experience another woman. Well, just do it. Well, I don't want to destabilize. It's some kind of cosmic crappy yin yang that just goes spinning and spinning and spinning and never stops.
Yeah.
Look, do what you want to do, but don't call us and ask us about it.
Well, or don't defend a position if you're asking for an opinion.
This will end the relationship eventually.
That's going to end anyway.
Because you're 19 and this is what happens.
All right.
Right?
Eliza's leaving.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to get her name right. Eliza Dushku.
Give it to me. I like it. Thank
you. Yeah, the new guy, everybody, which is coming out this Friday. Today, tomorrow, depends how you look at it, in theaters everywhere.
Friday the 10th.
Good radio.
For anybody who's ever been in high school, go see this movie.
We're not saying Friday the
17th. Yeah. All right, there, bud. They're going to find it. Don't you worry. Thanks, Eliza.
Thank
appreciate
you guys.
It.
Everybody, peace tonight.
Leave the food, though, please. We'll be back. Hey, everybody. Loveline. Adam, that's true. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191.
Let's take a nice long call. You guys, you and I, just sit here and eat. Not to say anything.
Liza had a bunch of Thai food brought in, and Ange got a bunch of pie.
It's like a feast tonight.
Crazy. Yeah, we're like catfish, me and Drew. If it lands on the bottom, we're getting to it. Last night I was eating I capsized our mixed nut jug
in the drawer.
Well, I wouldn't even call it a drawer.
It's like a file cabinet.
It's a metal file cabinet with nothing on the bottom but dust and metal. And I was, I grabbed a handful off the bottom and was just throwing it in my mouth yesterday. God knows where that file cabinet has been. It's probably, full of, radon and asbestos. And, it's just scraping nuts off the bare metal bottom and throwing it in my mouth last night.
Scary.
No problems about that. I want to read a, letter that was composed by, Drew's daughter.
God.
She's been wanting me to build her a tree house, and it's sad that her daddy has no ability to use tools.
It is
very
sad.
Very sad. And so she's written me a letter in the past about building her this tree house, and she's a sweet, sweet girl. Actually, I'm due in her class to give my speech.
This could be the entree.
You remember me. I built you that tree house, baby. So she wrote another letter. Now, I told Drew I would, it's tough for me because my schedule's real, real bad now, but I'm going to work on this thing. But Drew, I told you to take some pictures of the tree
so
I could figure it out.
Oh, yeah.
We will. I asked you on Monday.
Okay.
Sunday.
All right.
Dear Adam, when are you going to build us a tree house? So we got to talk to her about sort of easing into the topic. I hope this letter finds you well. That kind of stuff. You know? Her first sentence is, when are you going to build the treehouse?
Gets to the point.
Please have it be soon. This is typed, by the way. And she did this herself on the computer?
Absolutely. Printed it all up.
Do you realize that this is beyond my capabilities?
Oh, yes.
Scholastically, right now. It's a 37-year-old man. Please have it be soon.
You know, it's nice about the third grade. It's unedited. You know that? Where's my treehouse?
Yeah, well, that's from the brain to the page.
Yep.
If you do it soon, I would be so happy. My friends would be happy, too, because it's going to be our clubhouse. If you take, if you make a treehouse for us, I'll give you a free tour in the clubhouse, and you will be the first to visit inside. Well, if I build it, but stands to reason I would have been in there. Oh, she's saying after it gets all fixed, you know, decorated and everything.
Yeah, yeah.
And if you make one for us, can you make it
this is the funny part.
So big that 20 people can fit in it? Now it says in parentheses, I just made it that number because I'm guessing that it's going to be about 20 people that are going to be over there. But she also says maybe about 15. She's very popular. Please make us one pretty please, please, please. Can you maybe start this weekend? Because I asked you about a month ago. Oh, that was a poke. I hope you told her that I asked Daddy on Sunday to take some digital pictures of that tree so I could figure it out. Let's see. Haven't started yet, and I really want a treehouse. So I asked a month ago, and I haven't started yet. We found a place for the treehouse. So, anyway, it says from please, Paulina, but I'm not sure what the from please. But it's pretty solid. I get the gist. I know where she's heading with this thing. She wants a treehouse, right?
Yeah, I think that's the gist of this, yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Now, Drew, I'm going to work this out. But I got to have pictures.
Right.
I
got to
have pictures.
Right.
I got to figure this thing out. Because I have to do as little hanging out at your house as possible.
Right.
Mike?
Yes.
You're 20.
Yes, I'm 20.
What's up?
How you fellas doing tonight?
Good.
Good. Well, I got a question for you. Unfortunately, it doesn't pertain to about 90% of the questions you get, but I figure you guys can throw your opinion on it anyway. I just recently joined the Air Force about a year ago, and I'm from South Dakota. And I've been doing a lot of traveling, probably more traveling than I've done in my entire life. And I had a lot of stable relationships, good relationships, and relationships back home. But I've really had a hard time establishing that here. And I'm kind of wondering, is it me? Is it the environment I'm in, or what?
And did he say South Dakota?
He's from South Dakota. Now he's in Arizona, right?
Yes.
How long have you been there?
I've been here for about 5-6 months now.
And what, are you looking for a girlfriend?
Well, not necessarily looking for one. It's just kind of weird because, I mean, I would just kind of happen upon them and back home. And down here, I mean, I've met quite a few women and stuff like that, but, I mean, they've never really been of the caliber that I usually look for.
Yeah. Air Force? What do you do in the Air Force?
What do I do in the Air Force?
What do you do in the Air Force?
I'm kind of a ground radar tech type of guy. I can't really go into great detail on it, but...
Chicks love radar techs. Yeah. Well, look, here's the thing. If you're going to be in one place for a while and you have other friends who are in the Air Force with you and they find watering holes and, well, geez, you're underage, but you're in the, you can probably, you got a fake ID?
No, I don't have a fake ID.
No, okay.
In the Air Force, man, relax.
Well, how do you boot?
At ease.
Look, is there an answer to this? I mean, what do you like to do when you're not radar teching?
When I'm not radar teching, weightlift, that kind of stuff. Read.
Okay.
Coffee.
Well,
I don't know.
Both sports.
I'm
both
just wondering.
You can't get
maybe there's
doing.
A cultural problem. I mean, he comes from a South Dakota. Now is in where Tucson or something. Phoenix.
Yes.
Yeah, but everyone over there is a transplant.
Yeah, but it has its own culture and its own. You know, people find certain things attractive.
Yeah,
and
it has its own culture of no culture.
Well, whatever. He's got to get used to it and got to sort of learn to read it.
Like you got to make some buddies who are dating some chicks,
right.
And they'll have friends,
right.
And they'll set you up immediately.
Right, there you go.
That's
right.
The way you do it.
Right.
Drew, am I right?
Yep. Yeah, yeah.
No college, no bar, no connection, no job, no,
right.
no thing you can... Not, I don't mean no job, but I mean you have no means of meeting a woman.
Right.
Then you use your friends and score with their friends.
Right.
All right. Let's talk to Steve. Steve?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good.
I called in about a month ago about an ecstasy question.
Yeah.
It was a 90% caffeine, 10% MDMA, if you guys remember
that. Yeah, I remember it.
Okay. I was just wondering if, like, twitching could be kind of a side effect. My finger kind of just...
Yeah, you can get tremors and you can get a lot of things. Mostly memory problems and mood disturbances. That's the big thing. But yeah, you can get tremors and twitching and things like that, sure.
Because, like, as of right now, it just, like, as we're speaking, it just constantly does it. It just twitches.
Right. It's probably a Parkinsonian type thing. And that's kind of what goes along with this sometimes.
Yeah. So what should you do?
For instance, there's not much you can do. You can stop doing ecstasy. These are.
We learned our lesson pretty much.
These are neurotoxins, and when the brain is damaged, that's it. You learn to live with that.
Like that for good, pretty much.
You can go see. There are medicines to, if it is indeed a Parkinsonian type syndrome. There are medicines that will help with that, but then it has all kinds of side effects. And I mean, if you're an addict, make sure that's treated and properly under control.
How do you take 300 pills and he's only 19?
Yeah, I don't know.
Do 5 a weekend for a couple of years.
Apparently, he claimed he took 30 at one time.
How do you do that? Is it true?
Oh, yeah.
How do you get? Well, listen, at 18 or 19, where do you get the money for 30 X pills? Do you know what I mean?
Trafficking it?
$300 easily. I mean, they got to be at least $10 a pill.
Yeah.
Hold on, let me talk to him, Steve.
Yeah.
You took 30 pills at once?
No. I said I've done it probably a maximum of like 10 times and total about 30, 35 pills. So about 3 pills a
piece. All right. So. Thanks, Anderson. It's your birthday. You're cool. Oh, you're lucky it's your birthday. All right. I don't even know what Anderson's last name is, but I'm guessing it's like...
The screeners told me that, all right?
Erroneous. All right, don't listen to anybody.
Anderson Erroneous?
Yeah, that's...
Anderson Cowan thing.
Anderson Erroneous. All right, let's talk to John, who's 19. John?
Hey, what's up, guys?
No, John, I want to talk to you. Hold on.
Oh.
I want to talk to this other John.
Hello?
Yeah, then I'll talk to you, John. But for now, I'm talking to John. John, you're 19.
Yeah, what's up?
You've been on hold for a long time, so
I've been on hold for a while.
Yeah.
How's it going?
Good. What's up?
Nothing. First, I want to say I love you guys, love your show, and Adam, want to say good times.
Good times.
Good times. Okay, I have a really big problem in school. There's this one guy, this gay guy, he was in love with me,
mm-hmm.
and it just really got to me.
Mm-hmm.
What happened was, last week, me and a bunch of friends, we went out drinking and everything, and a bunch of us went back to his house.
Right.
And then me and this one girl, we went to sleep on his bed.
The gay guy's bed.
Yeah, the gay guy's bed.
So he's a friend of yours. The fellow's home.
Yeah, he was a friend of mine, yeah.
Right.
So me and her were sleeping there, whatever. And so I was pretty passed out. And next morning I wake up, the dude is sleeping right next to me.
Dude.
Where'd
the girl go?
The girl, she was there too.
All right.
But then I was sandwiched between them. It was like spooning or whatever, you know?
Whoa, dude. Makes you gay too.
Yeah, so like, I'm not gay. I don't know if you realize that, whatever.
We got that.
Hold on. Drew, how do you know instinctively when people should be on hold for 68 minutes?
they should.
Spidey sense thing?
Uh-huh.
Like?
Well,
how long was that? 68 minutes?
68 minutes, buddy. All right, so what about it?
All right. The whole week after that, he's telling me he loves me.
Right.
He just won't stop, like, paging me, telling me he loves me.
Right.
Then one day, in the middle of class, in front of everybody, like, almost the whole class is, like, a bunch of big homophobic guys.
Uh-oh.
Like, some of them were in prison and everything.
What?
So, like...
Junior college?
Actually, it's a culinary academy in San Francisco.
Oh my God, some of them are prison?
No, yeah, but so...
All right.
It's a cool thing, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
The dude comes up to me, gives me a bouquet of roses in front of everybody.
Wow, all right.
And so you feel, what, humiliated?
Well, like...
All right, like, so, look, yeah. can you just tell him to knock... Can you tell him to knock it off?
Oh, yeah, like,
Listen, this is a troubled guy, right? I mean, this is a troubled guy. He's sad.
I guess, when this happened, I froze. I swear to God, I couldn't move. Like, it was weird.
Well, maybe you're in love.
You were abused. You were being traumatized.
Okay. John, tell him no more.
It's overly humiliating for you for some reason. I don't quite get it. People know you're not gay.
I don't know. He's sleeping over at the guy's house. He's his best friend. Or he's his good friend. He's good enough friends with him to go sleep over at his house.
Yeah.
Now he's shocked that the guy's gay or that the guy's into him.
Well,
I know he's making a move, but John, you always knew he was gay, didn't you?
Oh, yeah, I know. And, like, I told him from the beginning and during all this, you know, I know you're gay, and I'm cool with that.
Right.
You know, I don't like what gays do or whatever, I told him, but, you know, I respect you, so
hold on.
I like you as a friend, whatever.
But let me just tell you this. If you're going to go to a culinary school in San Francisco, people are going to assume you're gay. You understand?
And you're going to be around gay people, right?
I would imagine, yeah.
Yeah, but, yeah.
I mean, you could go to, like, floor school on Fire Island or something, but that's the only thing gayer than culinary school in San Francisco. Look, John, you tell the guy, here's what you do. You say, look, I don't want this to get ugly. You're my friend, and I'm fine with that, but enough with this. I'm not gay,
and if he's not,
and I'm not going to be gay.
This is something that the school should help you out with, because he's really stalking you, and he's a disturbed guy.
Right.
It's a sad situation.
But here's what everyone deserves. Everyone deserves... Here's what they deserve. They deserve what the cops give you when you're staggering toward them holding metallic objects and they have their guns drawn.
Right.
They give you the call.
Yeah.
Stop.
Put it down.
Drop down.
Yeah.
And that's the call. And that's what you give everybody. Give them a chance.
Yep.
They keep staggering at you, waving around whatever they're waving, a sprinkler key or a machete, and you put a bullet in their head.
Mm-hmm.
That's how it goes. Give the guy the halt and down on your face kind of thing and drop your weapon. He keeps staggering forward. Now you go to the principal, who's Chef Boyardee. Who do they have? Mama Celeste? Who's the dean of students over there? Mrs. Paul?
Emeril
Lagasse? So I would prefer to think of it as like the Pillsbury Doughboy or
Betty
mythical
Crocker.
Yeah, Betty Crocker.
Duncan Hines.
Well, they must have like the Duncan Hines Library and the Mrs. Paul's fish fillet hall of records and that kind of stuff. All right, we'll take ourselves a little break. We'll be back. Hey, yo, Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. That is Dr. Drew. All right. We got a guy who speaks Dakota. He's a Native American, Matt.
Hi, Dakota.
Yeah, hey.
How are you doing? Hey.
Deji.
Hey, Adam.
Yeah.
I just wanted to tell you that you actually, sometimes you say words in Dakota.
No, really?
Because every now and then, like, I've heard you say, Hechitu.
Hechitu.
Yeah, and that means that's right.
Neneche.
Neneche. Hechitu.
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 And you say Stodwaye also, which means I know.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh.
I believe that I was a great warrior in my past life.
I think so, because it's amazing. When I first heard you do it, I mean, it sounds so similar to Dakota, which is what I speak. I learned in college. I'm not fluent or anything, but...
Yeah, they called me Beats Off on Buffaloes.
Yeah.
With buffaloes.
No, with buffaloes. Yeah. I screwed up the translation. Yeah, I didn't mean on them. That's ridiculous.
Oh, and you could be Tahi and Hinchma, which means like nappy head.
Yeah.
You say like Tahi or something.
Tahi, Nahe. Nachekewa. Nahe keche. Ya Nahe.
Watch that.
Yeah. Yano. Cha cha. Cha china na. Ka cha chia wa. Cha cha na yaha. Na keke keche wa. Na ya ha ya ha.
You got to work it into the song too.
Yeah. Give me some like the Mazola song.
Yeah.
Mazola, corn goodness. You guys didn't find that offensive when that Mazola oil commercial was out in 1978.
Well, I'm white. So.
Oh, you're a white guy. All right.
Yeah.
You're not one of these white guys that gets too caught up in this stuff, though.
No,
right?
I don't have a ponytail or anything.
Good.
It was either that or German in college, so I was like,
oh, okay. No turquoise?
What college do they require you to take, German or Dakota?
No, it was at the University of Minnesota, and they teach Dakota there, and it seemed more interesting than a lot of the other languages. Of course, now I don't use it at all. I mean, there's no way to use it or become fluent in it, but...
Right.
But it's interesting to know. Yeah. I mean, it's kind of dying out in a way, so it's kind of good to...
Was it sort of a linguistic class where you studied where languages come from and that kind of thing?
No, it was actually just the speaking of it.
Flat-out language, yeah. Wow.
Yeah, because I was a Native American Studies major along with American Studies. Yeah,
you could have included that in the discussion of why you chose to go.
Wouldn't seem so random.
We're trying to figure that out. Yeah, we got it.
Yeah. I bet you've parlayed that into a small fortune.
Oh, I'm telling you.
Yeah, my mom was a Chicano studies major over at Valley College, and she's built that into a small empire.
Yeah, they make the real money.
Chicano studies.
Up there in Seattle, those tech businesses have need for...
Yeah, you need to speak pretty good Dakota over there if you want to get by.
Oh, the computer language of the future.
I think Japanese may still be number one in the tech industry, but I know Dakota's second.
Oh.
And many experts believe by the year 2007, Dakota will replace Japanese as the language.
I see that in the signs when you walk on the airport.
Yeah, you see Japanese in Dakota normally. Yeah. All right, let's talk to John, who's 19. Thanks for calling in, by the way, Matt. John, you're 19.
Hey, guys.
Yeah, hey.
Yeah, hey. Yeah. Well, I'm calling because I read in Men's Health magazine, and I've heard from actually a couple of friends, they've read it too, that certain foods can actually take the bitterness or, I guess, the what you would call a bad taste out of your semen.
Right.
So we hear rumored.
Is this, like, true, or is it just, like, a rumor?
Well, in this Men's Health magazine, do they say, so she will notice the difference? Because you have to replace she with he whenever they're speaking about partners in Men's Health magazines.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
And also, I called yesterday I was trying to get on, and I guess you guys wouldn't let me, I had my girlfriend go because I couldn't go today. I worked. There's actually these emergency contraceptive sheets, like square. They look like little plastic, I guess you would call sheets. And I guess you insert them into her and they dissolve.
Really?
Post-coital? After sex?
No, before.
That's not emergency contraception. That's an intravaginal spermicide.
Really?
They don't work very well.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, not so good. Like those new breath mints that are sheets?
Yeah. And those work.
Well, not when you put them in the coos.
No.
Yeah, hey, yeah, no, yeah. My dentist yesterday was telling me that, he was explaining the dental dam, which was the same thing as that thing they put around your tooth when they're doing oral surgery.
Oh, right. Oh, like an apron.
Yeah, except for this is on a stretch. I think this is more like a stretcher on it or something.
Okay.
I don't know why. It just jumped in my head. I had a long and uncomfortable conversation about dental dams in my mouth.
That relationship you have with that dentist has been nefarious and tumultuous.
No, this is the new dentist.
Oh, okay.
By the way, it's a bad sign when anything, whether it be your mouth or your car, gets shipped around.
Yeah.
Like if you pull your car into one body shop and they go, geez, we're not really equipped to handle this kind of thing. I mean, we do fender work, but you got some serious problems structurally here, the space frame, maybe. And you go to another place.
The guy with a jib.
And then this guy looks at you and he goes, yeah, we don't really have the expert. That's bad when it's your mouth. You understand? That means that's bad. Thank you. Mark?
Mark,
turn your radio down.
Hello?
Please. Turn that radio down.
Off.
Sorry about that.
Off is a good, better way of putting it. Thank you, Drew. Go ahead.
All right, I'm 19, and my girlfriend, she's a vegetarian,
mm-hmm.
and she has a really bad smell down in her vagina.
Mm-hmm.
And you correlate.
And she never used to have. When she wasn't a vegetarian, she never used to smell bad down there.
When she wasn't a vegetarian. How long has she been a vegetarian?
About 2 years now.
And it's been 2 years she's had the abnormal smell?
Yeah.
How long has she been with you?
4 years.
4 years. And how long ago did you guys start having sex together?
About 3 years ago.
3 years ago.
So for about a year, she didn't smell bad in there. It's gotten to the point where I don't even want to go down in there anymore.
Well, it's an infection, and she needs to see her doctor about it. It's a vaginal infection.
She's seen her doctor about it. I keep asking her, because I don't want to be rude about it. I always tell her that she needs to get checked by the doctor, because not only that, but every once in a while when we're having sex, she'll bleed.
Well, that's normal. That needs to get checked out, but that's an easy thing for them to check out. But the smell is something they should give her some cream for to take for about a week. Now, you may have the infection, too, so they have to treat both of you. So you may also bring that up. Maybe she's already been treated, you don't know it, and they didn't treat you as well. And there's something worth discussing with her.
Yeah. Let's see real quick here. Ashley?
Hi.
Uh-oh. What's up, baby?
Well,
my dad won't talk to me.
Yeah. Why not?
Well, I used to do drugs, and, like, he kicked me out of his house. Well, actually, it was my grandma's house, but he was living here, like, repeatedly, full knowing that I was on probation and that I would get in trouble for it. And then he reported me a runaway and said that I was absconding my probation.
Yeah.
So I got locked up for it. And he, like, I've never done anything bad, like, directly to him.
Are you back in recovery?
Yeah, I've been clean for a year now.
Are you in the program?
No.
Is he in the program?
No, I did it cold turkey. Like, I was in a group home, and I just graduated, and I live with my grandma, but my dad doesn't live here anymore. Like, he got married and just, like...
All right. So your dad's just out of your life?
Yeah, but he comes over and drops off my little brother once in a while, because my grandma watches my little brother sometimes.
Yeah.
And I'll be like, hi, Dad, and...
Okay.
I went and I took pictures with one of my girlfriends, and... I gave one to him, and he just threw it on the ground. He's like, I don't want this.
All right. Well, let me say this. We only have a few seconds, Ashley. Your dad's probably a bad guy. That happens from time to time. I know he's your dad, but sometimes you just have to get yourself out of the equation and just look at him as kind of a bad guy. You understand?
Yeah.
You may not get what you want from him for a while. Also, you've done a lot of things that have... made him feel a certain way about you as well. But here's the deal. Don't try to fix it with him right now, and don't try to fix it with every guy who comes along right now.
Right.
You focus on your sobriety, get in the programs, stick to that, work on your own health, get yourself strong, and then one day when the time is right, and it'll be fairly soon, you can deal with this. But yeah. Don't focus on it right now.
I agree.
We'll be back. Well, that's the show.
All right. A lot of great guests coming up the next week or so. Two weeks.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. So we can look forward to that.
Kevin Nealon, Jim Belushi.
Yeah.
Tommy Lee.
Patton Oswalt. Feruza Balk's going to be in here.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good.
Huge 2 weeks coming up.
All right, everybody. I want to thank Tara, don't call me Tara, goddammit, for doing a great job on the phones. Brian. For doing a great job on the phones as well. New boy Brian, taking Damien's place.
New boy Brian.
Yeah, we'll call him that for another 5 years.
Just call him new boy.
New boy. I want to thank Lauren. I'm doing crunchies on the sofa in front of the mirror while you guys are talking on the radio for doing a great job, doing a little co-producing this week. Of course, our wonderful producer.
Who brought us pie.
That's right. Wonderful producer, Ann. And
happy birthday.
Happy birthday to the one with the magic fingers, Anderson. Happy birthday, you're not special. Yeah, so until next time, this is Adam Carolla for Dr. Drew saying mahalo.
This has been Loveline. The opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or this station. The producer for Loveline is Ann Wilkins Engel. Loveline is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment.